Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, just after 10 a.m. here on a Saturday, April 13th. You're tuned in to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. And if you search 910 The Fan, you'll hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. here on The Fan, but in Richmond, talking all things DC sports with a Richmond flavor, and it's always a ton of fun every day at 1 p.m. I talk Commanders, and that's what we're going to do right now with a special guest joining us on the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL, because BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get three days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. On the BetQL guest hotline is Neil Greenberg. What's up, Neil?
Hey, how's it going?
General Greenberg in the AWOD Army reporting for duty. What's up, dude?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I want to start with this. The latest on your Twitter, you're so right. You said, give credit to Adam Peters. Nobody knows anything. Speculation is running rampant, but nothing concrete. I believe the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, or if they traded back.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different scenarios that can happen here. You have people, quote-unquote insiders, on the same program giving two different answers in Jaden Williams and Drake May. There's a lot of scenarios that can play out here. You know, like everybody else, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. I think if you really listen to what people are saying, even a big insider like Adam Schefter, you know, he's saying, and it seems like the prevailing sentiment is that Jaden Daniels is the second best quarterback. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to be the number two pick, right, or the second quarterback taken. That's the sentiment. And, again, there's a lot of – if you really listen to what people are saying, there are a lot of qualifiers on their statements, and that's why I tweeted what I did, because nobody knows anything of what's going to happen with that number two pick with any certainty, except maybe one or two people in the Washington organization.
And Neil, we don't know who is going to be the starting quarterback next year for the Commanders, but I did really like your article about predicting the over-under in wins for Washington. Explain to my audience here, you know, your belief on what will happen this season for Washington.
Well, the oddsmakers came out and they put the over-under win total at 7.5. which is relatively low. It's an improvement, obviously, over last year's actual win total, but still below 500. And I thought that was a little bit strange considering all the offseason moves that were made and the upside that can happen at the number two spot in the draft and some of their other draft picks in the first 100 selections. But it's still a pessimistic view. I mean, when you look at how Vegas is probably going to rate this team, Washington will be about a point and a half below what an average team would be on a per game basis. And I just think overall it's a pretty pessimistic view. Now that being said, you know, I think that there's probably a lot of room for upside, and if I'm looking at it from just a projection basis, you know, I would say there's a lot of value in the extreme. So either the moves that are made and the coaching staff changes are going to be really good for this team, in which case perhaps there's 9 or more wins, or it's going to be a complete flop. The number 2 pick is going to be a bust. You know, the there's too many new moving parts. You know, and maybe you see like another 6 or worse win season. But I've been optimistic. I like what the front office has done, and I think that they'll probably go over that 7.5 win total.
Yeah, I mean, I've been really impressed with the movement from Adam Peterson free agency. I love Bobby Wagner and Austin Ekeler. Those are my 1 and 2. I think the 7.5 over-under is interesting because, you know, last week I said I want a 3-win improvement. Well, that would be 7. So that would still be the under for the Commanders next season. I'm interested, what did your stats tell you about how the NFC East will play out?
Yeah, so I have Philadelphia as the best team in the NFC East, followed by Dallas. And then there's a big gap between Washington and then the New York Giants. I think it's going to be tough. I think a lot of things need to go right for Washington, and a lot of things need to go wrong for Dallas and Philadelphia. I think winning the division is really tough unless, you know, like I said, everything works out. The coaching staff, you know, they install a scheme on both offense and defense that works. You know, all the new arrivals are productive from day one, and then they hit on the number 2 pick as a franchise quarterback. I mean, that's a lot to ask to win the division. So I think that this division is pretty top-heavy, you know, as opposed to maybe like the AFC South, where you have like Houston, Jacksonville, and Indianapolis in the mix. But I think that it's going to be tough. But hey, I mean, you know, we've seen stranger things, and you know, again, if they're able to hit on the number 2 pick in terms of quarterback, that could really enhance the overall outlook for the organization this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Neil Greenberg with us here on the BetQL guest hotline. And we've heard from the fan base. The fan base here wants this team in Washington to do what Houston did. That's what they're desperate for, right? How similar are these two teams actually? I mean, you do have a new coach who is defensive-oriented, just like there in Houston with the Texans, a rookie QB presumably at number 2 overall, but I just don't think our roster stacks up to their roster.
Well, it could. I mean, it depends. One of the things that you have to remember is a lot of the off-season moves had connections to someone in the organization already.
Yeah.
Now, that could be comfort level, or it could manifest itself in being able to, you know, integrate into a cohesive strategy from day one. But that really depends. The bigger challenge, obviously, is being able to get a guy like C.J. Stroud at number 2 and have it work out in a very similar fashion. I mean, that to me is the biggest, you know, obviously the biggest key. I don't think I'm breaking any ground here. But I think the challenge is you look at some of the outlooks for the players that could be taken in the number 2 spot, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, maybe J.J. McCarthy. You know, to get to that, to that level of J.J. Stroud is going to be a challenge at the ongoing, you know, at the initial start of the season. It's rare we see a C.J. Stroud come out and be, you know, a fringe MVP candidate in year one. So that's going to be a tall order. But again, we've seen stranger, and, you know, if it does happen, then obviously we're going to be having a much different conversation about this team in the upcoming year.
Yep, and the most likely scenario, Neil, the Washington Commanders select a quarterback at number two overall. I believe it's going to end up being Jaden Daniels. But this is a question that I've been asking several reporters throughout the week, and I'm going to open up to the callers next on the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. The over-under is 1.5. Picks on Thursday night for the Commanders. Would you go over or under 1.5 picks?
Meaning that they trade back?
Or that they use 36 and 40 to trade back up into the first?
Yeah, I don't see this organization trading up unless there's something really spectacular for them. Trading up from the second, you know, from a later round back into the first round. I could certainly see them trading back if they felt that one of their, you know, top quarterbacks, you know, outside of Caleb Williams was going to be available, or they don't see much of a difference between Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, and, you know, possibly Bo Nix. I don't see that as – I mean, there's no reason to believe that that's the case. But I do think with so much talk between Drake May and Jaden Daniels that, you know, there's not enough of a consensus where you can say definitively that Washington wouldn't trade back. But I think they're just going to stay pat, take something at number two. So I would go under and just say that they're going to take one pick in the first round because they still do have a lot of holes on that roster that they need to fill.
Yeah, my thought is that they want to pair a quarterback with a starting left tackle. And the only way you're going to do that, I think, is if you can get back into the first round, maybe even back into the top 20. To be able to pair him with like a Joe Alt or a starting left tackle. Neil, thanks so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon.
Yep. That was Neil Greenberg, stats geek for the Washington Post, General Greenberg in the AWOD Army. We're going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. You heard the question. Over or under 1.5 picks for the Commanders on Thursday night. We are just 12 days away. We will all be locked in to the 2024 NFL Draft on Thursday, April 25th. Do you think we'll watch the Commanders make one selection, two selections, three? We're putting the over-under at 1.5 for Thursday night of the upcoming NFL Draft. Take your phone calls next on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We are live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7. The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. If you missed anything, you can rewind on the free Odyssey app or search Overtime on 106.7 The Fan on iTunes or Spotify to check out the podcast of the show that Max puts together every day for you on your drive home. So a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago to be exact here, we did Adam Peters Epstein 2024 mock draft for the Washington Commanders, who have 9 picks in the 2024 NFL Draft that is 12 days away, April 25th. Round one, pick number two, I went quarterback. Round two, pick 36, I went cornerback. Round two, pick 40, offensive line. Round three, pick 67, edge rusher. Round three, pick 78, linebacker. Round three, pick 100, offensive line. Round five, pick 139, safety. Round five, pick 152, O-line, and closed it out. Round seven, pick 222 with a wide receiver. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. The question of the day is, do you think the Washington Commanders will make over or under 1.5 picks on Thursday night, right? We have pick number two in the first round. That's it. But we also have pick 36 and 40. We've got three third rounds, two fifth round picks as well, if we want to use those together as ammo to move back into the first round. And to follow that up, we'll say, do you think Washington will make over under 1.5 picks? Do you want Washington to make two picks on Thursday? Because I do. I really do. I'll explain why in a second here, but open up the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Max, do you think Washington will make over or under 1.5 picks on Thursday night?
So I think it all depends on this magical run of tackles that is supposed to happen. I'm being told, draft season, you hear a lot of things. I hear like 5 to 10 offensive linemen could be taken in the first round, and then I also hear 5 to 10 edge rushers could also be taken in the first round. So it really just kind of depends on if there's going to really be a run and we see a bunch of these guys kind of fall off the board one by one, go really quick. I think Peter's just going to have to make a decision on what he wants to do, if he wants to bundle 36 and 40 to jump up and get a tackle or a playmaker that they really like their or have their eyes on for 36 that they might not be able to get, that might not fall to him. So I think it could happen.
Yeah, I think Adam Peters will definitely be working the phones on Thursday night of the NFL draft and every day now, you know, up until then, because I still believe that in his heart of hearts, he would like to move up to number one and pair Caleb Williams with Cliff Kingsbury. If that doesn't happen, I think they'll go to Jaden Daniels, another dual threat quarterback. But I did this bit on my show this week with my callers. I want to open it up again. Do you think Washington will make over under 1.5 picks on Thursday night? All right, they have the number two overall pick, and then that's it. On Friday, they'll make picks 36 and 40. And to follow up, do you want Washington to make two picks on Thursday? Because I do, and here's why. And Max, I feel very strongly about this Commander's take. I want Washington to make two picks in the first round because I think Adam Peters needs to strut his stuff. He needs to show me why everybody viewed him as the best GM this offseason, right? The assistant GM that had success with Denver and New England before San Francisco. I absolutely think that Adam Peters needs to pull off a trade and get back into the first round. Or trade back and fleece a desperate team. Because there are three teams that are desperate for a quarterback. Just like Washington was desperate 2 years ago when we ended up with Carson Wentz. The Vikings are desperate. The Raiders are desperate. And I believe the third team that's very desperate is the New York Giants. I just think that they're in a nightmare scenario with Daniel Jones, and I think they want to get into the top five. So I want to see just how good Adam Peters is on his feet. I'm excited to see him hopefully receive an A for his draft, right? And so that's what I want to see, is I want to see Adam Peters work his magic. And I believe if he's as good, you know, in draft rooms with his draft board and his war room there, then he will make a trade to get back into the second round, because the package of 36 and 40 absolutely is good enough in my mind to get back into the first round. Now, maybe not into the top 20, right? I did some research with this with Michael Phillips this week, and he believes like you could package 36 and 40 to get up to maybe 22 to 24 or something like that. But I want to see Adam Peters pull off a trade. I want to see them say, breaking news, there's a trade, and the Commanders won it. Because that was the whole talk here, is that Adam Peters was brought in because he is some whiz in drafts, and he is an unbelievable evaluator of talent. Well, if he's that good, then he's going to show what he's got in the NFL draft. He's already shown that he knows how to play free agency, right? I mean, he worked the numbers with Austin Ekeler, got him on a really good deal. Bobby Wagner, one-year deal. Frankie Louvu, Jeremy Chinn. I mean, the list goes on, including edge rushers and offensive linemen. I really like what he did in free agency. But he was brought in here because he's supposed to be a draft whiz, and that's what I want to see him do. And so I'm taking the over because I absolutely want to see Washington make two picks on Thursday. And I think that's the best-case scenario. You know, I had a caller that said this week would say, hey, the Commanders win the draft if they trade back at Michael Penix and Joe Alt and have a quarterback and a left tackle of the future. And I said, you know what, I don't really love Michael Penix, injury-prone, but I see what you're saying there. I get the sentiment of you can't just draft a quarterback and say, yeah, compete with this offensive line that we had last year. And I get they might have made a few upgrades in free agency, but we need a starting left tackle. And I think we need a starting right tackle. And I get it. We've got 9 picks in 7 rounds to make those picks. But I think you want to get the best guy available. I think you want to get a left tackle that's going to be able to play right away. And you're right, Max, you were talking about the run on offensive tackles. I think it's going to happen in the first round, and so I think Washington will have to get back into round one to pair a starting quarterback with a new left tackle. I'm taking the over because I absolutely want Washington to make 2 picks in the first round of the NFL draft. Can we do that? Can Adam Peters work the phones? Can Adam Peters make a trade and win the trade? We talked all offseason about how much of a star he is. I want to see it happen in the draft. And the way that he will prove to me that he's a star is to move back into the first round, package together either the 2 seconds or the 2/3, and get a guy that is going to be an impact player right away. Ron Rivera's first round draft picks weren't even impact players right away. I want Adam Peters to get 2 in the first round, Thursday, April 25th. We'll open up the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Do you agree with me? Would you like the Commanders to make 2 picks on Thursday night? The over-under is at 1.5 for Thursday of the upcoming NFL draft. It's 1-800-636-1067. We've got Craig Hoffman at 11:30. We'll take your phone calls up next. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Open up the phone lines right now, 1-800-636-1067. I gave my take last segment. Do you want the Commanders to make two picks on Thursday night, round one of the 2024 NFL Draft? 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us your thoughts throughout the show at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. Rob tweets me, I think the run on tackle starts at Pittsburgh at number 20. Seattle is likely a trade spot at 16. The Commanders trade up and get a tackle to pair with Drake May at number 2 overall. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to the phone lines. We've got B in Haymarket. What's up, B?
Hey, man, what's going on? Enjoy your show.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I think from my perspective, I've always thought that the quarterback can make the offensive line or an offensive tackle look better than an offensive tackle can make a quarterback look better. So from that standpoint, I just want to take the best quarterback that they think would have the best chance to succeed, and hopefully that's at number two. I'm not with trading down. Now, trading back up, that's not a problem for me, but the most important thing for me is don't try to be the smartest guy in the room. You know, don't make it hard. Trade back up, get you a left tackle if you think that's the guy that's worth the value of the two picks.
So who would be the quarterback that you'd like at number two?
You know what? I'm glad you asked me that. I hope they don't pick Jaden Daniels, and the reason I say that is because I want Jaden Daniels. But I've been wrong about everything. I was wrong about Fitzpatrick. I was wrong about Wentz. Everything I said I wanted them to do, they did it, and it just failed. So I'm staying out of that. I don't even want to talk about that.
The opposite approach. I like it, man. I appreciate exactly. You chiming in. Thanks so much. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I mean, I just think if they're going to get a good quarterback at number two overall, I really think they're going to want to pair that with a starting left tackle, and I don't think you're going to be able to do that at 36 or 40. And if that's the case, then at 36 maybe you go inside offensive line, maybe a guard or a center, and 40 you probably go corner or maybe even wide receiver or something like that. But I do think the theme of the first two rounds for Washington is going to be offensive, right? Last year, we saw them go out and get Emmanuel Forbes and then Quan Martin, and they overlooked the offensive line position until the third round when they got Ricky Stromberg out of Arkansas and then Braden Daniels, and we thought those guys were going to come in and actually contribute. Turns out they didn't at all, and neither did Quan Martin, and Emmanuel Forbes didn't do much. He got benched. So I think even though they have a defensive-minded coach just like Ron Rivera, I think they're going to flip the script and go offense and say, hey, how do we make our quarterback's life easier, right? We pair him with a starting left tackle that we also drafted. We get him another weapon at wide receiver because we know Terry McLaurin's the number one. We don't know truly what Jahan Dotson is. Is he a number two? Is he a number three? Does he have a long NFL future? It didn't look like it as much as he regressed this past year from how good he was his rookie year. And then tight end, right? And then more offensive linemen, more help for the quarterback to be able to stay on his feet. Because the truth is that Sam Howell took more sacks than anybody in the National Football League that stood in the pocket like him. Only guys that took more sacks were running quarterbacks. And so you have a huge hole at the offensive line. And I think it would be bad business for them to grab a quarterback and then not get an offensive lineman till maybe 36. Or maybe even after that. And then you're going to have a quarterback running for his life once again. And that's a terrible scenario if you want this guy to have success next year. And so the question is, over under 1.5 picks on Thursday night? I'm absolutely going over, and I want them to make two picks. And I want to see Adam Peters on his feet. Like, that's really my biggest take on this, Max, is we talked all this hype about Adam Peters. Well, show it to me, right? Show me what you can do in the NFL draft. And I absolutely believe the 36 and 40 are close enough together and they're good enough picks that you could package those to get back into the first round. And that's how you get superstars. How many times do we talk about guys that were in the first round that end up being stars compared to guys in the fourth, fifth, or sixth, or seventh round? It's rare, right? It's like finding a diamond in the rough that you find a fourth-round pick that ends up being a star. But first-round picks, all the time those guys make Pro Bowls, right? And so that's what I want. I want the prestige of saying, hey, we got two first-round picks. We got two guys that other teams would have loved to have. And so I want Adam Peters to work his magic. And look, maybe that is trading back. I'm not completely against trading back as long as they fleece another team. If on draft night it's Mel Kiper saying, well, look what the Commanders did here. They acquired this pick and that pick and this and that and X and O. I'm going to be fired up, right? What I don't want them to do is talk about Washington and number two overall. They get Jaden Daniels, and then they don't talk about us the rest of the night. That's what I don't want to happen. I want to win Thursday night of the NFL draft. And look, we have 9 picks. We've got plenty of ammo to make a trade, whether it's trading up, trading back into the first round. I want to see Adam Peters work the phones. I want to see his magic. If he's supposed to be such a great GM, I think he's going to show it in this year's NFL draft. Maybe he just shows it by taking Jaden Daniels, the smart pick, and then hitting with pick 36 and pick 40 and the two third-round picks as well, or 3 third-round picks. And we look back in this draft in 3 years or 4 years and say, wow, you know, 15 of the 22 starters Adam Peters got from this draft. I would love that. I just think if he's really going to win this draft, he's going to move back into the first round. Now, I saw there was a Reddit thread that is really interesting, and it was comparing Adam Peters' last 3 drafts versus Ron Rivera's. And Adam Peters' draft compared to Ron Rivera, it wasn't that much better. In fact, Ron Rivera's on the redraft grade by Pro Football Focus was better than Adam Peters was. But his initial draft grade was better than Ron Rivera. Well, I'm glad he's better than Ron Rivera, but how does he compare to the rest of the NFL, right? Like, that's what I'm talking about here is I'm excited to open up the Washington Post, let's just say Monday, all right, following the draft, April 28th, and it's grading every team, and Washington got an A. And here's why. And they're talking about all this great work that Adam Peters did behind the scenes. That's what we want to see, because we haven't had a competent GM in forever. In forever. You'd have to go back to Charlie Casserly. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. We've got CW in D.C. What's going on, bud?
Hey, Wad. Love the show.
Thank you.
I'm over 1.5 picks day one, just like you. I'm with you. I think we need to – Adam Peters needs to make a splash to kind of show his worth in his first year as you know, in his own office there. So I'm with it. What I don't want to do is give up, you know, 2 2s or, you know, I'd love to do a 2 and a 3.
Yeah.
And maybe even a 2 this year and a 3 next year. That'd be my pie-in-the-sky hope. But I would love to keep, you know, at least a second and a third round in this draft, as well as moving back in to the first round and get that bookend left tackle.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. And part of this conversation we were having this week on my show with a few different NFL reporters, I think Logan Paulson chimed in as well, and we were talking about how Adam Peters is more likely to trade assets that weren't his to begin with, right? Like, you know, every team has one pick from each round. Well, we have a second because of a trade they made. We have a third because of a trade they made. I would love to see them still have a second-round pick. And so, right, maybe you could package pick 40 with the 2 third-round picks and something next year to get back into the first round. I think he's more likely to trade picks that weren't his to begin with than the picks that he has. And so I would like them to move back into the first round and get that left tackle to compare him, or not to put him together with a star quarterback, that we're going to draft number two overall, and hopefully he will stay healthy and be the future of this franchise. We'll take more of your phone calls, 1-800-636-1067. We're just 12 days away from the NFL draft. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? The son of the Junks is back. It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. The reason I got into radio is because my dad used to let me borrow his phone to call in to LeVar and Dukes and other shows that used to be here on 106.7 The Fan when I was growing up in Northern Virginia. We were a Commanders season ticket holder family, my dad and I, for 17 years, we'd make that trek out to Landover FedEx Field, and just so many vivid memories of defeat and watching this team lose. But we always said the reason the team was losing was because of ownership. Well, that's no longer an excuse. We're at the midst of the new era, and what I believe is the most important offseason, in franchise history, with Josh Harris having a chance to make a true first impression, and we all know how important first impressions are. The question of the day, though, doesn't have to do with Josh Harris. It's about Adam Peters, the GM. I'm Adam Peters Epstein here on The Fan, and the question is, over under 1.5 picks for the Commanders on Thursday night. I've stated my case why I believe that Adam Peters needs to work the phones, make a trade, and get 2 picks in the upcoming NFL draft Thursday night, April 25th. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or call in 1-800-636-1067. Dave tweets me, AWOD, I'm 100% with you. I agree with your draft take. Let's go. I'm enjoying the show. Keep up the awesome work. He wants Adam Peters to make a trade to get back into the first round to pair a left tackle with your new starting quarterback. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Zeke in D.C. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, how you doing? Love your show.
Thank you, man. What are your thoughts?
I think we're under. No way. I do not want to move up and give up other draft picks. I think the main thing we need is bodies. We need more picks, not less. The thing that you said just now, you said you grew up 17 years and all you seen was losing. Well, I'm a little older than you. I was around in the 80s when all we did was win. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing we won with was line, offensive line.
Yeah.
So I want to keep our picks. I want to get as many offensive linemen as I can with that 9 picks. Hopefully they get about 4 or 5. And it doesn't matter. Nobody knows what a first rounder, a second rounder, or a third rounder are going to do. If you look at, going back to history, look at the Hogs, I think 2 or 3 of them was unrestricted. They never even were drafted.
Yeah.
But they ended up being Hall
But
of
I will
famous.
Say, Zeke, so times have changed, and now you see especially left tackles get taken earlier.
Well, let me. You say times have changed, but not for us. Not
yeah.
for career. We're still losing. Okay. So my thing is, why don't we go back to the thing that we were very good at, which is you get a good line and you get an adequate quarterback, which we're going to get. But to me, we got to get some linemen that's going to open holes and give them time. Now, let me just make my case, then I'll let you go. Who holds the record for the most yards in the Super Bowl? A lot of people don't know. But it was Timmy Williams of the Redskins because he ran behind the Hogs. He had over 200 yards. Who's the quarterback that's been sacked the least amount of times, 9 times in a whole season? That's because we've emphasized our line. And so you can get – we don't need anything else than to get about 4 or 5 linemen, let them compete, and then get the best ones.
Right,
but
that's what I'm saying, Zeke, though. Hold on, though. So – that's why I want an offensive lineman like pick number 20, because if you take one at pick 40 and then one again at pick 55, I don't think they're going to be nearly as talented as the guys that go in the first round.
But you don't know. Joe Jacoby was undrafted. Mark May, 3rd round. You don't know. We really don't know. So my thing is, if we get one in the first round, he might be a bust.
Yeah. I'd say most likely he's not going to be, but I see what you're saying. You just want them to stick with what they've got. You've got 2 seconds. You've got 3/3, right? You've got 6 picks in the top 102. I think we lost him. Zeke, I appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. And they've got a ton of draft picks to make here in the upcoming NFL draft, and that's why I do think that a trade is possible. Because think about this. Most other teams, the average is you have 7 picks. There's 7 rounds. We've got 2 more than most of them, which means we've got 2 more picks. We've got 2 more bullets to fire if we want to make a trade. And so I see what he's saying there, and it makes sense. Like, let's just sit where we're at and take the best guy available. That's an offensive lineman. And believe me, I've said it several times. I want 3, if not 4, offensive linemen to be drafted this year by Washington. I just think they need to use some of those extra picks to move up in the draft to get the better offensive lineman that's available rather than sitting and waiting and seeing what falls in your lap. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Max, you've kind of heard both sides on this. Have you changed your mind at all?
No, not really. I'm still kind of on, you know, my side of the fence. That's kind of where I'm still sticking.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. The other thing I wanted to get to with the Commanders is Jaden Daniels, right? Like, Jaden Daniels, what is he going to be like in Washington? Is he going to be able to play right away? What are the expectations for year one with Jaden Daniels if he is who Washington drafts at number 2 overall? Well, Jay Gruden, former head coach here in Washington, and whether you like him or not, I do think he understands the quarterback position very well. And I always said this, and I'll say it again. I think Jay Gruden would still be the coach if he knew how to pick out a defensive coordinator. That was always his issue. Whether it was Kirk, right, or even Colt McCoy or whoever it was, guys were open when Jay Gruden ran his play-action passes. Guys were just open. And so you can hate him or you can love him. I do think he understands the quarterback position and how to scheme guys open. And here's what he had to say on Grant Danier earlier this week about Jaden Daniels. He says, I like Jaden personally. I just think he has an elite trait, the speed. I think he's gotten better as a passer the last 5 years from Arizona State to LSU. Obviously, he had some better players around him at LSU, but his completion percentage has gone up, and I've been impressed the way he stays in the pocket and when he gets to a second or third progression, throws it accurately. He doesn't have a natural gifted arm, but he has athletic traits that are very good, and he does have a strong enough arm to get the ball to the right people. And I see him do some good things inside the pocket and outside the pocket. The biggest concern you have on him is his ability to stay healthy, because for him to be a special player in the NFL, he's got to utilize his legs and be able to take some hits. And I totally agree with Jay Gruden there. I mean, I think back to everything I've heard about Jaden Daniels. I actually love that he started at Arizona State. I mean, you think about the landscape of college football right now. I'd be worried if he stayed at Arizona State. No, he got into the transfer portal, went to LSU, had a ton of success, was a Heisman Trophy winner. You think back to why he ended up at Arizona State, because he wanted to be coached by a former NFL coach in Herm Edwards. And this guy just has elite athletic ability. And when I watch the NFL, and as much as I love the pocket passer, right, the Tom Brady's of the world, the Peyton Manning's, there's just, you know, not that many of those guys anymore. You know, you got more Jalen Hurts and more Patrick Mahomes is, right? And guys that can kind of scramble a little bit and make a play for your team. C.J. Stroud comes to mind. Jordan Love as well. And so it kind of feels like to me that Jaden Daniels fits more in line with that style of quarterback way more than a Drake May and a J.J. McCarthy. And I still want Caleb Williams. I'm going to always want Caleb Williams. I put my credit on the line as an NFL talent evaluator that he will be a Pro Bowler within 5 years. I'm not taking that back, whether he ends up in Washington or Chicago, but I do think that Jaden Daniels is the second best prospect. And I think there is a talent gap after Jaden Daniels when it comes to Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, because they just don't have the athleticism, the elite athleticism that Jaden Daniels has. And in Washington here, we're going to have a good weapon at the running back position with Brian Robinson teamed up with Austin Ekeler. I mean, I want a quarterback that's going to be able to scramble with those two guys, and I think that would be the best-case scenario for Washington next season. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We'll get right back to your phone calls next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.